Country Bob FM.
Let's go with today's Bob Almanac as normal right here. The date today is Tuesday, February 10th. 41st day of the year. This date, 1863. Like to have our patents of the day. Get them out of the way. A lot of these patents are, 100 years, 150, 160, 200 years ago. 1863, this date, the fire extinguisher patented by Allenson Crane. Allenson Crane. Doesn't say whether or not this was the chemical fire extinguisher. I guess you could call anything a fire extinguisher if it's got water in it. It could be a glass of water.
Right.
Could be considered a fire extinguisher. The fact you have to relieve yourself and there just happens to be a fire there. You could be considered a fire extinguisher. Right? I mean, so I'd like to look it up. Allenson Crane. Be nice to look it up and see it. I don't have time here, but it's a patent and it's for the fire extinguisher. 1863. Right. We had some of those at our middle school, and it looked like a fire. It had a tank like a fire extinguisher, but it was just water in there, and it just you would just squirt it. And I think it was just normal water. And then I think there were some of the students, the kids would squirt it, and they would get in trouble. It was like in the hallway, in a little nook and cranny. There was an old school. This was a schoolhouse that was built in the early 1900s. Three stories with a basement. But fire extinguisher patented Allenson Crane. 1957 here this date. The real Laura Ingalls passed away. She lived to be 90.
Talk about TV theme time?
Yeah, it is. And talk about surviving. She was on the prairie. She was in the big woods. She was down in Kansas. But then I think once she sold her books and everything, she lived a pretty good life.
So, yeah, so she would have been born
1867.
Yeah. Wow.
Which fits with the timeline of the show. Certainly does. A lot of the things of the show did not happen exactly as they did in the book. Hollywood leeway there for you, and a little liberty, Hollywood liberty. They took liberties with the story to make it TV friendly. 1957, author Laura Ingalls Wilder at the age of 90, gone. Then 1973, speaking of television.
15, 64, 50, 80, 90, hey, you guys. Oh, my God. Okay?
That throw from Peter was the worst pass in the history of football. Makes J.J. McCarthy look accurate.
Right.
Marcia's nose. This date, 1973, Marcia's nose got hit by an errant football. I mean, I think Peter thought that Bobby was Randy Moss.
Right.
And he could go up and get it. He could high point the ball. And actually, it high pointed right into the schnoz of Maureen McCormick.
Yeah, Bobby had no chance.
He had no chance of catching that, certainly. No. And of course, what was unfortunate there, Marcia had just gotten off the phone with her heartthrob, her big crush, right. Doug Simpson. And then once Doug Simpson saw her black and blue nose, he told her what? What's the famous line? Something suddenly came up. Had to break his date.
Right. Yeah. That he was very shallow.
Very shallow.
Very shallow.
Very
guy.
Shallow.
I mean,
very
come
Doug
on.
Doug Simpson. He's the big man on campus, too.
Well, he lost a lot stature.
Yeah,
right there.
And a lot of respect.
You're right.
So 1973. How about in sports, 1990?
Legs together as Buston landing these. Oh, nice uppercut by Buston Douglas. Look at this. He's knocked Mike Tyson down for the first time in his career. Mike Tyson hits the canvas. He's in big trouble. He may not be able to recover. It's up to seven and eight. He's not going to make it. Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable because Mike Tyson appeared that he could not be beaten.
No. No, if you lasted a round with Tyson in those days, that was considered a moral victory.
That was the problem. People were spending millions of dollars for these ringside seats, and it was over in 10 seconds in some cases. Yeah. It's widely regarded as the most stunning upset in boxing history. James Buster Douglas, with the title a knockout, 50-1 underdog. Buster Douglas defeated Mike Tyson. That was in Tokyo, Japan. And then the downfall then kind of went from there for Tyson, because it was exactly 2 years later, the exact same date, that heavyweight boxer Mike Tyson found guilty of one count of rape and two counts of deviant sexual contact.
Got knocked down again.
Yeah. Did time as a result, and was never the same. That was this day. Talk about fall from, I don't know if you would say fall from grace, but just fall from fame, fortune, and success there for Mike Tyson. But then all was well. Then he appeared in the Hangover movie a little bit later with his tiger, which was good for me. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
You know, I have one simple request, and that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
They are mutated sea bass.
Really? Are they ill-tempered?
Absolutely.
Well, that's a start.
Ill-tempered, not mal-tempered. I think I always misquote that as mal-tempered. It's ill-tempered.
We were just talking about that down here, of course,
the man who played Dr. Evil's cycloptic friend, Robert Wagner, 96 today. Pretty well known for... he was number two. And then Rob Lowe did a very good Robert Wagner impression as a young number two.
he did.
As you are aware. And, of course, he was on Heart to Heart. He was Mr. H.
With Stephanie
and Mrs. H. He's gorgeous. So, 96 for Robert Wagner. We may never find out what happened on that boat with Natalie Wood. He was part of that. So, that's 96 today for Robert Wagner.
Put on your dancing shoes.
The longtime drummer for Elton John, the Elton John Band, Nigel Olsen.
Oh, yeah.
Late 70s, early 80s here, he went out on his own and had a solo hit with this song called Dancing Shoes. Put them on.
For a spin on that wheel of romance.
They were both white.
Nigel Olsen here today, part of the Elton John Band. Happy birthday to him, as he is 77. Retired golfer Greg Norman. He has dabbled now more into other side projects like his apparel and wine. Big into wine. He's got his own wine that he sells.
He did some golf course design too, I believe.
He's the shark. You know, sadly, he's more known for his failures on the golf course than his successes, don't you think?
Yeah. He was seemingly runner-up at the Masters, or had the Sunday lead and couldn't hold it. Of course, there was the Larry Mize chip-in, I believe, that did him in.
What could you do? Maybe make a putt earlier in the day. That's basically all he could have done, you know. That was the state. So the waste management was this past weekend, and that was going on down there while I was down there.
Crazy.
And that's all people were talking about and so forth. Greg Norman is 71.
What kind of fool walks out on heaven?
Lionel Cartwright today.
What kind of fool lets her slip?
He's 66. He was born in Gallipolis, Ohio. He had
a really good list of hits.
Have we ever done Lionel Cartwright Fave 5?
No.
Does he have enough, let's say, top 20 hits to do so? I think so.
He probably does.
But this
I watched it all on the radio. You could just play that.
That would be in there.
Yeah.
What kind of fool? Lionel Cartwright, happy birthday. Jurassic Park now.
God creates dinosaurs. God destroys dinosaurs. God creates man. Man destroys God. Man creates dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs eat man. woman inherits the earth.
Yeah, Laura Dern from Jurassic Park. She was there. She was going through the dino dung. Remember that?
Yeah. Yes.
Put those big gloves on. Laura Dern, Bruce Dern's daughter, right?
Yes.
And she's been in a number of movies along with Jurassic Park there. Laura Dern, 59.
Now, this is exactly the type of performance you would expect to see at the International Championship of Collegiate Acapella. Am I right, Gail?
Oh, John, you're so right, everything else seems wrong.
Boy, these Barton University troublemakers always thrill the judges and the ladies in the room. Cannot get enough.
So true, John. Nothing makes a woman feel more like a girl than a man who sings like a boy.
They were so good in those pitch-perfect movies as the play-by-play color commentators of the competition. That, for me, is really the highlight of those movies. One of the reasons why I do like those movies. Plus, when they do a cappella of, like, Eye of the Tiger, it's just cool.
Yeah.
It just really is. Elizabeth Banks has been in a lot of movies. She's 52. Got another country singer here for you.
They're the fire in my driving on. The drive behind my coming home.
This is Craig Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
That I am a family man.
So this is one of his early hits. And then he did that one about fish where it sounded like he was going to rhyme another word that started with F, but then he went into fish. I was never a big fan of that.
No. A little campy.
I was a little campy. And he goes after the, and that was the follow up to this one. Nice little family man, kind of a good little song. And then he went into that one, but, you know, so we like to say, to each their own.
Yeah.
Craig Campbell is 47. And then one more here from the Brooklyn 99 precinct.
Officer Deepmore, came down here to say I'm sorry.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
No, that was it. I did it. I said I'm sorry. Hey, I said it again. Now I got one in the bank so I can do whatever I want to you.
What are you even sorry for?
Come on, man. I said the words. I paused afterwards. I even averted my gaze to make you feel like the alpha.
Yeah, but you didn't mean it. I'd like you to apologize like you mean it.
Fine. I'm sorry you screwed up my case. I'm sorry you're a terrible cop. I'm sorry for your goat face and your rodent brain and your weird goose body. And then all of that. I hope you feel better.
She was Rosa Diaz, one of the great characters.
That is fantastic.
On Brooklyn 99, Stephanie Beatrice, 45 today.
I even paused after I said it and averted your gaze. Oh, my God.
So you feel like the alpha.
Yes, that is fantastic. Gone but not forgotten today. Actor, comedian, do you remember? He had a rather large nose. Jimmy Durante, born on this day, 1893.
Frosty the snowman was a happy, jolly soul. When a conch cup pipe.
This is the part of the Frosty the Snowman special from 1969 where Karen goes into the greenhouse and finds Frosty all melted up. And it's so sad. And
yes.
Who but Jimmy Durante to put that into song and get that feeling, that emotion? I'm getting misty right now. And then, of course, Santa.
Without question.
Santa reveals to Karen, you know what? Frosty was made with Christmas snow. Christmas snow is magic. We just need a little cold air to come in here. They got that crazy magician out of there, able to keep the hat. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy.
And then in the sequel, Frosty finds a female snowman, snow woman. And they...
to talk about... living happily ever after.
I would say so, exactly.
Yeah, Jimmy Durante there, fine actor, comedian, and singer, and voicist, 1893. Great tennis player, Bill Tilden, he's a Hall of Famer, 1893. Same day and year, of course, as Jimmy Durante. He was, you know, you had your Boris Karloff and your Bela Lugosi, and then Lon Chaney, we called him kind of a B horror movie guy, but he was great. Lon Chaney Jr., born on this day, 1906.
He was the wolf man.
You think I don't know the difference between a wolf and a man?
Bela became a wolf, and you killed him. A werewolf can be killed only with a silver bullet, or a silver knife, or a stick with a silver handle.
You're insane. I tell you, I killed a wolf, a plain, ordinary wolf.
And you could clap for him, too, if you wanted to.
Yes.
That might kill him if you clap loud enough.
And that would do it. Lon Chaney Jr., Wolfman. He was in House of Frankenstein and some other ones. 1906. And one more outstanding singer, lovely talent, Roberta Flack, born on this day. I'm not sure when. It doesn't say.
Oh, it doesn't say, does it? No.
And there he was, this young boy, a stranger to my eyes, strumming my fate with his finger.
1937, Neil.
Singing my life with his
words. This is a great song, for sure.
Now, she didn't write it. But the writer, you know who the song was about, and they always kind of, they didn't know. I heard him say, like, James Taylor and some,
yeah.
Don McLean.
Oh.
Don McLean is the one who can kill people softly with his song.
Very nice. Well, she did that so very, very well. R&B singer Roberta Flack, 1936. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, and the Marshall
family. So Randy Van Horn of the Randy Van Horn Singers, who sang the theme to the Flintstones, the Jetsons, Top Cat,
wow.
Huckleberry Hound.
When you're with the
friends with Hanna-Barbera.
Certainly.
We'll have a gay old time.
Wilma. So, the Randy Van Horn Singers, Randy Van Horn, born this date, 1924. Now,
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bob-a-thon, and it's brought to you by Logan Companies. Heating, cooling, plumbing, and Ramsey, a long run of music here, hosted by who?
Me.
Yeah.
I got it.
Dwight Yoakam, Ain't That Lonely Yet, Walkin', Talkin', Cryin', Barely Beaten, .. Highway 101, and then Leroy Parnell, On the Road, is the other option here.
Leroy Parnell today.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albert, KDDG, HD1.